What do you call that part of the day that's after the sun goes down?
Evening or night.
Okay.
Night.
What did you do then?
Well, if we were out playing, we would come in.
What did the other people do in your house?
Just sit around, talk, read.
And listen to the radio?
Yeah. When we found I had the radio.
When did you get a radio?
Oh, I was a... Gee, I was a big girl before we had a radio.
Did you sit on the porch?
Mm-hmm. And swing. And we had big rocking chairs.
What term did you use for, what would you say if you were, had to get up in the middle of the
night?
Yeah. You just said you had to get up in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did your daddy ever have duty during that time?
He had night duty some when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go on at 11 o'clock at night and get off at 7 in the morning.
Okay. Okay, we're going with some more questions here. Now, that boy is spoiled, somebody might say. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble. Or he'll have trouble, or he'll be a...
When he grows up?
Mm-hmm. Like is not. Have you ever heard that expression?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Do you use that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use that occasionally? You say he'll have his trouble?
Like is not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. We raised a big crop of wheat, and we had to plow up this trench. Now, what do you call that trench that you plow up?
I don't know.
We plowed a... Okay. Well, let's see. If you know how I plant zinnias, and I dig a little teeny line like in the ground, and I put the seed in.
A little row.
Okay. All right. If you have a good yield of a crop, we raised a big what? What would you say? A big. If you bring in a bushel of apples and you've just gotten off the tree, you say that's a big... That's a... What would you say?
A big crop.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what? Alright, remember in your backyard when we moved in our first new house, and we had to do what to the backyard?
Had to clean it off.
Okay. If you cut everything down to make a road through a woods to a logging camp, you'd say you just...
Cleared it.
Okay. The wheat is tied up into what? If you tie wheat, I'm sure you've seen pictures of it where they tie wheat
up. Yeah.
Like Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
It's tied up in what?
In bundles.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old, dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Have you ever heard any term for that? Probably not, since you never cut any wheat or grass.
No.
Okay. The bundles or sheaves are piled up, now they're talking about wheat again, in a what? How many sheaves are there in? You put all these bundles together, do you know what term is used for that?
No.
Okay.